Hey guys, what's up? This episode is sponsored by Fat Loss Forever. Fat Loss Forever is a membership platform designed for people who want to lose body fat, gain education on nutrition, and genuinely feel frustration-free when it comes to their weight loss journey. If you want to sign up, get the link in the bio, become a member today for just £25 a month. I'll have access to me, a nutritionist, in your pocket, at your disposal, anytime. Hey guys, welcome back to the Chris Ward podcast. Little short and sharp episode today. If you hear any other noise, by the way, from outside, some workers doing some work from next door, and my microphone all of a sudden is being really sensitive. Not sure what setting I've got it on, but I hope the audio sounds good. So I've labeled this episode weight loss versus fat loss. Copious amounts of times are people getting really pissed off with the scale weight, be it if you were dieting in deficit, if you woke up one morning, if you're a pound heavier or a kilo heavier, depending on what you measure your weight loss in. I really want to make this episode for you, for the people, who get really demotivated by what the scales say when they weigh themselves. So I hope this does help, and I hope this does put into some sort of context what actually does make up weight loss and what does make up fat loss. So let's begin by saying, okay, cool, you have a target to lose weight, right? You got your goal target in mind. Now, in the industry, everyone says, oh, don't focus on your weight. Well, let's be honest, it's a goal that we get to, it's a goal that we want, and it's a goal that we fucking set. So obviously, we're going to measure our weight. Obviously, it's going to make sense, okay? Just know, bear in mind, this isn't the only way to measure weight loss or fat loss, sorry. So there's other ways to measure. But if you've got a goal target in mind, say if you want to go down to 11 stone, or if you want to go down to 13, 15, 16, whichever, you've got a goal target in mind. So let's not beat around the bush. Let's get to it. So weight loss. Say if, for example, you have a late night meal. Say if that late night meal was quite large. Say if it was, for example, a roast dinner. You have your roast dinner and you really enjoy it. It's got loads of veg in, it's got loads of greens in. It's what I call health, all right, jokingly. You have the roast dinner, you are stuffed, you are bloated, and it's like, it's a big meal. It's a lot of calories, and sometimes, depending on who cooks the roast dinner, it can be, you know, good quality meat, it can be a lot of potatoes and a lot of veg. So you have the roast dinner, and the night goes on. You go to sleep. Next morning, you wake up without even digesting that food properly. That intestinal weight, that weight in your stomach of the roast dinner, is still there. So naturally, when you step on them scales, you are going to be heavier. Okay? I always say this to clients, to be your own scientist when you step on them scales. Say if, for example, you are a pound heavier, or if you are 2.2 kilos heavier, just think back and recall the last 24 hours or even 12 hours of your nutrition, of your lifestyle. You know, have you been drinking more water than normal? Are you holding on to much water? Are you on your period? Are you retaining water? These are the questions that you should be asking instead of jumping to conclusions and thinking, fuck, I've put 2 pounds on. I've been in a deficit. I've been really good. Fuck this. Diet's down the drain. Go back to square one. This is what demotivates people, and this is what makes people realize that weight loss and fat loss are two separate things, okay? Two separate things. I can manipulate your body weight within a day. I can make you lose 2 or 3 kilo or 4 to 8 pounds really fucking quick. Will it be healthy? No. Will it be, you know, recommended? No. Even for people who have to cut weight for sports, powerlifting, MMA, boxing, even an aggressive water weight cut or water loading, even that's not that highly recommended because it can be dangerous. So if you really want to manipulate weight just for a quick, you know, satisfaction on the scales, a quick little dopamine hit or a serotonin hit, then yeah, I can make you drop a few kilos within a day. I'll dehydrate you. I won't feed you anything. And I'll let your body excrete all of its water I give you a lot of salt to draw the water out, and yet you lose weight. But guess what will happen when you start eating and start drinking again? You will put it back on because it's body weight, intestinal weight, water retention. Okay? Now, when we think of weight, we got to think of fat-free mass. So fat-free mass is bone, muscle, water, hydration levels, intestinal weight, food in your body, these sort of things. So it's multifaceted. Weight is very multifaceted. Whereas fat loss is a reduction of visceral fat through a calorie deficit. I'm sure you heard that word before. Only through a calorie deficit can you lose body fat, all right? Only through it. And people do actually stay in a deficit for a week and genuinely do not lose anything off the scales. Why? Because they might have more carbohydrates, they might have more water, they might be on their period, they might have ate late, and they get really disheartened without knowing why. All right, so this is the difference, and this is what people get so frustrated by. If you have a goal target, all right, if you're listening to this now, if you have a goal target weight, like when I was really, really overweight, when I was nearly 20 stone, my attitude was, I'm not going to weigh myself every day. Because typically research shows that people who do genuinely weigh themselves every day have a higher chance of adhering and keeping on their weight loss progress. However, yes, there are people who shouldn't be weighing themselves every day. There's people who have disordered eating or eating disorders. There's people who genuinely do get obsessed with it and develop an unhealthy relationship. But these people don't realize what weight is of the body. They just think, oh, it's all fat. It's not. Put this in context. All right, let's imagine you wake up tomorrow morning and let's say you're 2 kilograms up from the day before. So 2 kilograms. So 1 kilogram of body fat is 7,700 calories. All right, 7,700 calories. That's for 1 kilo. So if you were 2 kilos up, you'd have to consume 15,400 calories within a day extra on top of your maintenance. I very much doubt that even in bloody 5 days you consume that much. So next time you think, oh fuck, I'm a kilogram up from the day before, think that. Think even a kilogram. Think, have I really consumed over 7,700 calories in a day on top of my maintenance? No. When we think this and when we know this, we can happily move on, motivated. We can be self-analytic of our progress. All right? So, ladies, same goes for you, okay? Same goes for you if you are on your period. Typically, yes, you will hold a lot more water. Expect this. I always say to my female clients, make a note of when you do go on your period. Compare it to week 1, week 2, week 3, and so on. You can expect to see a little bit of an increase on the week that you are on your period, okay? So, I think I've covered all points there. This is a random podcast, by the way. This is such an impromptu podcast episode. But I hope this brought anyone listening to a value. I hope it brought you value. I might be doing a lot more of these. Yeah, I think so. But guys, again, I keep doing these because the ratings keep going up. I keep an eye on it and I keep seeing you guys tune back in. So thank you very much for this, all right? I love doing these. I enjoy doing these and I want to do more of them. If you can, please help get the word out there more. Help me. This is free, okay? Help me reach more people like you and share this podcast on your story on Instagram. Give me a tag, anything, all right? I really appreciate the listen and have an awesome day, all right? All right, guys, see you soon.